to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
You know, some of the listeners in the Discord joked that we should get press credentials and go cover CPAC this week. And, you know, obviously we laughed it off because what a ridiculous notion. On the other hand, in watching videos from there, I think they could really use the bump in attendance if we were there.
I have like 9 people there, dude. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I got to tell you.
Incidentally, I only because of our schedule is that not a possibility. Because if I was free, dude, like, come on, man. Who doesn't want to go to CPAC and see the crazy? It's like a zoo where you get to like you just get to touch the lion. Like, holy shit, he's right there.
I feel like you could have tricked him. Because you could have applied for a credential with your name, like just been like, oh, like it's me, Jay, and then sent them my picture, and they'd have been like, oh, this is perfect. Like this is exactly the type.
This is our guy. Well, no, I mean, if we presented ourselves, like one, that name, no, too progressive, forward, get the fuck out of here. No, it should look. Be called, yeah, or just go backward, right? Don't look up, right? That's what it should actually be. I think if we had presented ourselves as conservatives, like I feel like a Bacardi and Cole, a conservative team, they'd have been like, oh, this is the future, baby. Like, let's fucking go. Like they would have given us like the fucking American flag.
We can lie about our names. You'd be like, it's me. This is your host, Jay Owens, with my co-host, Brad Shapiro. Like we are.
Dude. Okay. Remind me. Please don't let me forget. Please don't let me forget. This is a bonus hour thing because I can't put this publicly. Remind me to tell you about a job description I saw for a job I almost applied to the other day.
No,
not the one I sent you. Not the one I sent you today. No, this is something different.
No, I think I know what I still think I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
If I recall, because right. I think you might have sent it to me before. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So just please remind me. I don't want to forget. Yes. It's too fucking good. All right. Yes. So let's get right into it. Rupert Murdoch admits to handing Joe Biden campaign ad information, handing over Joe Biden's campaign ad information to Jared Kushner during the 2020 election before the things aired. That's a problem. I believe the word they use there is collusion, right? Yeah, like this is the thing. This is the thing. Remember Trump, they gave Hillary Clinton the questions of, you know, during the 2016 election, like,
I was about to say, I am old enough to remember Republicans insinuating that Donna Brazile had like giving the Clinton campaign debate questions beforehand was like a punishable by jail offense.
Yes. Meanwhile, you are giving Jared Kushner not only ad information, but like campaign advice. Right, based on that ad.
Well, not only that, but he allegedly gave him not only like what was in the ads, but also like time info, like when they like statistics on like when they plan to like air and stuff like that, so that they could potentially like counter program and things of that nature. So,
which is stuff, crazy,
yeah, stuff that's very proprietary. So,
right. So the FEC is he could face. Rupert Murdoch could face FEC fines for that. But, like, look, Rupert Murdoch is a multi-billionaire. That is not going to affect him in any real level. So I'm not particularly impressed by – even if they were like, it's $10 million. He'd be like, here it is. Like, I found that in the cushions of my couch.
My couch cushions. Like, let me shake them out real quick. Here's that.
Right. Like, that's irrelevant. Money is not the way you hit him on this, right? What should be a part of the understanding of all of this is that these guys are deeply, deeply corrupt, and they're not a news organization. They are a political media arm is what they are. They're no more – that's like saying I can't even give you like a left equivalent of that. Like it's just ridiculous that there's no arm of the left that exists that big, right? That is just a news organization solely designed news organization, mm-hmm. in quotes, solely designed to parrot right-wing bullshit, right? Now, keep in mind...
Well, Jay, if you're to believe Republicans, every media outlet in the mainstream media, except for Fox News, is a political arm of the radical left.
Yes, yes. CNN, the newly rebranded CNN. They're right there.
Right. Let me tell you.
What a fucking joke.
Yeah, man. It is funny. So, I think we talked when the Dominion suit was announced that, you know, Discovery was going to be fucking incredible with this stuff. And, it's both shocking but not surprising, kind of the stuff we knew that we're finding out here. Because it's like, when you read all this stuff, it just kind of confirms what we already knew. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that these are like bombshells that are just like taking us completely off guard. We're like, oh yeah, no, we figured this was going on.
Yeah.
Like, it's just nice to have a confirmation of it. Yeah. Right.
And what I find interesting is I heard a clip on Hayes' show where I forget which weekend host it was. some fucking guy on Fox. And he basically said like, hey, dear audience, I'm not allowed to talk about this case because, you know, for secrecy reasons or whatever, or my bosses don't think it's appropriate. And it's like such a cop out because they won't, mm-hmm. they literally won't report on it. And because their audience only listens to them, they have no idea about this entire story. They don't believe anything.
Or they see it, but they don't believe it because they think it's just concocted by the left. When, again, these are court filings. Like, these are court documents that are being, you know, brought in depositions, essentially. Being right. Like, hey, exactly. Like, this is fucking what's happening here. Look, man, it's about time this bullshit caught up with them. And you know, it's about time they ran up against somebody who wasn't going to take this shit lying down. And the thing that's funny to me, because we talked last week about, like, the Tucker Carlson text and the Sean Hannity text and all that right. stuff that was revealed, is that, like, you had to have seen this coming. Like if you're going to go on airwaves and verbally defame this company and just talk all this utter nonsense that you know is bullshit, like, do you really expect them to just sit there and take that shit lying down?
I think they did.
Like, they did think that. Yeah. Because, obviously, they wouldn't have done it if they thought that there would be any consequence on the other side. Or maybe they would have anyway. Like, maybe they did realize that this was a possibility, and they're just hoping that they can get by, you know, lightly singed instead of completely torched. And who knows, they might. Because like I'm pretty sure that Dominion is going to win a defamation case as a fucking, like, slam dunk. Especially if this is just a sampling of what we're seeing. But the penalty that's assessed, you know, it could vary wildly. Like, I don't think they're going to get the fucking
billion,
you know, whatever is it, $1 billion or whatever that they
are. They should, though. They really should.
Agree.
Like they should, especially from the perspective, like, it's bad enough you talk shit on them and you were wrong, but to talk shit on them and then in text know that what you were saying was bullshit. Like, yeah. That's the worst part. Like, yeah, you defamed me or whatever. And, like, maybe they – like, let's say in a different world, yeah, Fox News gets brought up on – you know, this case gets brought against them because they're defaming the shit out of Dominion. But then they do Discovery, and in the text, like, they believe what they're saying, mm-hmm. right? They're like, no, this, I mean, Dominion is obviously evil, blah, 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 right? They actually are – they are completely in on the entire thing as far as, like, they are, like, true believers.
Mm-hmm.
You can understand why they would say that, but in that case, you could still hammer them. You would still lose, right? You can't just defame a company like that. That's fucked up. But they knew what they were saying was a lie,
mm-hmm.
and that makes it that much more devastating. That here are text messages of your guys, your major guys, and they, like, it's not some random dude on the weekend. Tucker Carlson's your biggest person, and they're like, "Yeah, this is all bullshit." Why would anyone believe this? They have to be crazy. But by the way, don't fuck up our stock prices.
Right. Well, it's funny because – so you mentioned Hayes. He was off for a couple weeks apparently, and he came back this week from vacation. And so he missed, like, the beginning of this stuff. He went, like, scorched earth rant on Wednesday against, like, Fox about this. Like righteous indignation
type of rant, and he hates Tucker Carlson, dude.
Oh, I know he fucking well, and he specifically talked about Carlson. He's like, look, he's like, this is a guy who flamed out at two of his fucking at his last two big, like, you know, like his the last two big cable TV gigs. He's willing to do whatever he can to fucking hang on for dear life to make sure that this. So and it just kind of goes to show you, as powerful as Fox seems, and they are, like, they definitely have sway. They're really fucking just terrified of losing everything that they built. And that's kind of the modus operandi behind everything that they're doing, is this fear that could all crumble away. It's kind of built on a house of cards in a lot of extent, because, you know, the point's been made, they're not controlling the narrative anymore. They're now the ones being led around.
Yep, by the
audience. And not the other way around. They're the tail is, you know, the proverbial tail wagging the dog,
right,
kind of thing.
Well, so. And like, to give it one more metaphor, they are, you know, Dr. Frankenstein, and they created a monster. And now the monster is down in the village killing people, and now it's coming back to the house to kill them, right? And they don't know what to do. And all they can do is just like, would you like more candy? Like, please don't hurt us. Like, that's all they can do. And they're terrified of that audience, and they fucking should be. But at the same time, what is going to happen? What is going to happen if Fox News suddenly loses its, like, true clout, right? And, and, you know, every year they're like, well, I don't know. Is this the year Fox News? Like, no, they're not going anywhere. Like, they got a lot of grandmas and grandpas just watching that shit 24 hours a day, because OAN and Newsmax literally are just not as available, right? Like, if they were as ubiquitous, Fox would have a real fucking problem. Nobody was happier about OAN and, like, the cable companies having a problem than Fox. Like, Fox was like, fuck, yes. Take them off the air. It's great for us, right?
Coincidentally, also not a story that Fox bothered to take very much time to.
No, because why mention them? Why even mention them? Just let them die. Why even mention them? Don't give people a reason to look out for it. Nope. Just get it out of there, right? So, by the way, it goes to show you how small OAN is. They don't want to pay. They don't want to pay those cable companies because they don't have the money to do that shit. Like, they would get back on air if they could.
No, again, like we said, it's the other way around. The cable companies pay them to have their network on the air.
Right.
And apparently DirecTV not offering enough. And they're like, we want more. And DirecTV's like, no.
There's nine of you. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. So, like, it is fascinating to watch Fox scramble like this. Because they're a behemoth, and they don't normally have to scramble. But I think this whole idea, I mentioned this last week too, where, you know, CNN is doing that, they have their new CEO who sucks, and they're doing all that new rebranding, trying to make it sort of like quasi-conservative, and they're trying to pull in more Fox people. By the way, it's not going to help you. Your ratings are still shit, because people who actually want discerning news don't want conservative news. They just want news. You can say whatever you want about MSNBC, but they at least deliver the news. Like, they do.
Well, and I think that people at this point are pretty like building your brand on both sides is not,
it doesn't work.
Is not a path to success at this point. Like, you have to have at least like a guiding ethos that you fucking have. So.
And nobody, like, and for Trump, like I said last week, for Trump to come on and be like CNN, like mentioning how CNN is his channel now, like, the worst thing that could happen is that they pull all the Fox News viewers, or a majority of them, probably the younger Fox News viewers, because, like, older Fox News viewers are like, CNN is evil, right? Like, they're not going to change, and they're going to be around for five more years anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter for them. But younger Fox News viewers might be more susceptible to, like, ooh, this new CNN, like, you know, this is like the new Coke, right? Like, I like it. If Trump can rip those people away from Fox News over to CNN or over to OAN or Newsmax or something like that, he truly has control over the entire party at that point.
I don't even think it's necessarily a Trump thing. I think that if you're a right-wing extremist, Fox is not extreme enough for you. So you're probably already migrating towards, like, OAN and Newsmax and shit like that, because that's what's really feeding you. And really, you're probably watching, like, InfoWars and stuff of that nature.
Yeah, you're already.
But if you're not, if you're not extremist, but you're still like a dyed in the wool, I'm not even going to say conservative. If you're a fucking dyed in the wool Republican, getting CNN to have more Republican-y viewpoints and programming, that's what will get you away from Fox News. It's not necessarily Trump telling you to come and you're going to go. It's just having an alternative to Fox that's kind of, you know, maybe that's like a Fox light, but still has enough of that, you know, red meat that you want to sink your teeth into. That's what will get you to move off of Fox and go somewhere else.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in 2024, because that's where you're really going, the 2024 race, because that's where you're really going to see what this new CNN is, right? Mm-hmm. Because when those debates come up, when they start to pick moderators and things like that, that's going to really be telling of just how far they're willing to go. Are they going to still, like, run the thread, like, you know, like, or thread the needle? I don't know. It's funny, like, CNN gets such a bad rap. The left hates CNN because you're like, this is such mealy-mouthed bullshit. You won't call, you know, you won't call balls and strikes. The right hates it because on occasion they do call balls and strikes.
Right. Actually, well, they have the perception of being a liberal news organization.
Right. It's like, maybe Trump shouldn't have said that. And they're like, what the fuck is your problem? You're like, wait, what did I do? Right. Like, just pick a side, right? Like, you either going to be like hard truth, and that's okay. Like, I'm fine with that. Like, I don't need you to actually be a political side, but either be hard truth and like, we're going to tell the fucking news as it is, or you're going to be a propaganda arm for one of the two. But if you're going to pick option two, being a propaganda arm for the left or the right, you got to pick one of those. Like, you can't be a propaganda arm for both. Like, it doesn't work. Yeah. Like, it simply doesn't work. And I don't think they can out MSNBC. Like,
no, like I said, MSNBC is too, you can say what you will about them, but they're still too much like in the news, covering the news stories. I think the best example is like, if there was a left wing, like a Democratic version of George Santos, that would still be covered often by MSNBC. Like they would be,
they would, what be the fuck is this guy's problem?
Right.
Yeah, they still would.
Whereas Fox is not gonna touch that very much,
right? And look, I know it's gonna fall on deaf ears for conservatives, but like, we all realize that there is a left wing sort of bias of MSNBC's like their like nightly hosts, right? Like they're, you know, your Chris Hayes, Joy Reid.
Hayes, Matt Al, Joy Reid, Lawrence O'Donnell. Yes. That is the left wing super block of fucking.
Right. Yeah. Nobody on the left is under any like weird thought process that like, oh, they're just in the center. They're not. Like, they wouldn't tell you that.
Yeah.
The difference though is everything else on MSNBC is the news. Mm-hmm. Fox News is not that. You ever watch Fox News in the middle of the day? It's all garbage.
Yeah. Morning host is a former Republican House member. Like, Joe Scarborough used to be in Congress as a Republican.
Right. And he still on occasion says some pretty right wing shit, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
Michael Steele is a frequent contributor to the to fucking MSNBC. He's the most successful GOP chairman in a generation or two.
Yeah, maybe or two. Right. So like, it's not like they all leftists. Like, there really isn't, dude. Like, that's not the way they are. So it is kind of interesting. Again, I know that falls on deaf ears because it's like, oh, you just believe that because you're on the left. Like, it's not a belief. It's actually backed by facts. Like, again, you can objectively watch Fox during the day when they don't have opinion hosts, right? I'm not even mad that they've got the jackasses like Hannity and Carlson and Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, like Neil Cavuto has a fucking obvious, like, conservative bias.
Right. He's supposed to be a regular news guy. Yeah. Like, he's supposed to be a regular news guy. Like, any of the during the day shit, it's all conservative. Like, again, Fox Business, the reason why it's not very popular is because people don't want to hear conservative business news. They want to hear business news. Like, dude, right. is the stock going up or down? Fucking, why are you telling me some bullshit?
Right. It said fucking Stuart Varney's on here, like, fucking talking about the woke media and fucking woke corporations. It's like, bro, like, give me the stock prices. Like, I'm not tuning in for this shit for this.
Yeah, like... Like, I'm just really here for the money. I don't know if you know that. I don't care.
And I gotta tell you, the fact that I know who Stuart Varney is pisses me off. Why the fuck do I need to know who Stuart Varney on Fox Business is?
He sucks, by the way. He sucks. Not a fan.
He's like the British Lou Dobbs, basically.
Ugh. I don't like him. He's had a couple runs on different things too. Like, he was on CNN, I think, for a while too. Mm-hmm. He's like Tucker Carlson. He's had a couple of failed runs, and they were like, I don't know, Fox Business, and he was like, all right, like, good day, you know, whatever. Not something British people say, actually. But yeah, so he made it over there, and he sucks there too. All right, let's talk about insulin. Eli Lilly, the major insulin drug company, says they'll cap insulin at $35 for out-of-pocket costs starting this year, not in 2027. Mm-hmm. It's not coming when Avengers Kang Dynasty comes out like 5 years from now. No, it's happening this year, everybody. This is a big deal. In the words of Joe Biden, it's a big fucking deal. Eli Lilly has announced that the cap, the cap of out-of-pocket costs for folks for insulin is $35. Its price of non-branded insulin will be reduced to $25 a vial. And the cost of insulin has skyrocketed in recent years as pharmaceutical companies have raised prices, with many people paying over $1,000 a month in insulin products. This is a 70% reduction in cost, by the way, to mm-hmm. the consumer. Never forget that Biden just got the Medicare Part D, Medicaid actually?
I think it's Medicare.
Yeah. Medicare. Sure. Yeah. Medicare Part D plan. They had capped those folks on, Medicaid, or the Medicare Part D plan. They capped their insulin cost at $35 as well, which is
right, as part of the Inflation Reduction Act. So.
Correct. So,
yes.
What's the deal here? You buying this? Like, is there a dark lining to this, or do you think they're doing it because, hey, man, I see a storm a brewing, and I might as well just get out ahead of this?
Obviously, they're doing it because they see a storm brewing, because they understand that this is a bipartisan. Like this is an issue that has sweeping bipartisan approval. Like, as far as voters, like, not necessarily Republicans.
Okay, I was going to say, not voters.
Voters are wildly in favor of capping, especially prescription drug costs, but especially insulin costs. Yep. They already got it. You know, the federal government already took care of it for Medicare Part D and Medicaid, like you said. And as we've seen before with situations like this, that's likely the first domino. And so if you're Eli Lilly, better to get in front of the fucking train yourself and just eat that, because at least up front, if you're the first ones out of the gate, it does give you a competitive advantage in the marketplace, because then, you know, you're going to sell more. And then, hey, how about that? The free market will actually take care of the problem. It just takes one person to jump off the cliff, and then the other ones are going to be like, shit, Eli Lilly's about to fuck our asses. We need to do this too to stay competitive in the marketplace. That's how the free market's supposed to fucking work.
Yeah.
And
like, it's so funny, like, at $35, like, that's a great deal. They could have made it $50 and it would have still seemed amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they probably would have quieted a lot of Democratic politicians that were pushing for 35, they would have given them, like, you know, 3/4 of a yard, and they've been like, okay, cool, like, that's good.
Yeah, like, no, we'll and look, here's the thing. If I was those politicians, I'll take it. Like,
Yeah,
I'll say like, what the fuck? Who cares, right?
But because Biden specifically, like this isn't even like a progressive like Bernie Sanders thing. Biden specifically has been out there on the fucking bully pulpit talking about $35 insulin, and he's been saying it. And again, that's the power of having someone who is an effective president of the United States, because that is a person that can shape public opinion. And that's why Trump ultimately is an idiot, because he can't stay focused on one idea, and he can't, and he doesn't have any discipline. That's his issue, is that he's completely undisciplined. Whereas Biden has been talking about this. And when you keep saying that, when you keep saying it over and over and over again, it sticks in people's heads, and they fucking remember it. And then that's how you start to sway people to your side. That's what the president is kind of supposed to do. Like that's kind of their whole deal. They're supposed to drive the messaging that the party wants to drive, because they have the loudest megaphone.
Yeah.
And they have the most opportunity to get out in front of a camera to say this shit. And so I'm not surprised at this at all. Like this is why, one of the reasons why Biden's been such an effective fucking president, is because he understands the issues that are important, and he fucking hammers them in. And then all of a sudden companies are like, oh shit, like we better fucking fall in line, because he might be able to rally some support behind this.
And look, I do want to give, I agree with you 100%. But I want to give, not but, and I want to give some sort of definitive numbers here for people who don't have to purchase insulin. I am not a person who has to purchase insulin personally. So I was not, like, I'm not as intimately aware of, like, what it actually costs. Effective May 1st, 2023, the cost of non-branded insulin, and these are all through Eli Lilly. Insulin Lispro injections, 100 units per milliliter, will drop to $25 a vial. The previous price was $82.41. It's a pretty decent jump, man. Like, again, from $82 down to $25. That's a big difference, especially if you're on a fixed income. Effective Q4 of 2023, this other one, Humalog, will drop from $274.70 to $66.40. Again, that's huge. Humulin, which previously cost $148.70, will drop to $44.61. So over $100, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get some information from somebody who is more of an expert on this particular topic, but it's not like this is the amount, from my understanding, this is not the amount you would be using for an entire month. Like, you would have to do this like maybe two or three times. So, you know, you wouldn't be paying $275 for Humalog once a month. You're probably paying closer to like that two or three times a month. That's a lot of money, man. And so to drop that cost that significantly is huge, right? Again, Humalog is over $210 less now, or will be. So this is a big deal. This is a huge, huge, huge deal. And for folks who do need insulin and heard about this and like maybe need some more information about it and stuff like that, you can go to insulinaffordability.com to download a savings card to purchase Eli Lilly insulin for $35 a month, even if you do not have insurance, which is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is great news.
And, I mean, this story also just kind of goes to show you that this is why kind of the Republican strategy of just let businesses do whatever the fuck they want is not viable. You have to regulate businesses, or at least threaten to regulate businesses, and mean it when you say it. And if Republicans truly did care about people and not just companies, there's a way that they could certainly threaten regulation to achieve their whims against businesses without actually doing it. And that would kind of satisfy their requirement of being like, hey, like, you know, we're not putting all these regulations in place, but you know, these companies are still doing the right thing. You gotta have a big stick, and you gotta be willing to swing it. That's the big thing. So
100%. Look, again, this is a big deal. Like, it's a really, really big deal. This can help out millions of people. I think it's over. I think it's in the tens of millions of Americans have a need for insulin. Mm-hmm. Help them. I don't give a fuck where they're from. I don't care who they vote for. Help them. You know, you can't afford, like, the amount of people who make, you know, very modest incomes who are paying thousands of dollars on insulin. Mm-hmm. That's insane. Like, they're literally, you know, the article talks about, it's from Healthline, like, it talks about, like, insulin insecurity, right? Where people are rationing insulin and stuff like that, like, trying to, you know, use their diet as a way to regulate their insulin, which, you know, like, yeah, you have to regulate your diet anyway, and that's just a generally a good thing. But mm-hmm. if you have type 2 diabetes or type 1 diabetes, like, you need insulin. Like, you can't mm-hmm. just make this shit happen just miraculously. Like, that's not how it works. So it'd be cool if it did, but it doesn't. So, like, you can't just have people rationing it because they quite literally cannot afford it. Like, and there are plenty of Republicans and plenty of Democrats who need insulin. This should be a fucking easy slam dunk thing. But for Republicans in Congress, they're like, well, do they really need to live? I mean, I don't know. You know, it's like, it's nuts to me. Next up, speaking of nuts, is there some sort of contest that we are unaware of between Texas and Florida of who can be the shittier state?
Maybe in their minds,
yeah,
such a contest exists.
Like, they're like really running for the bottom, man. Like, they are. It really is quite. I would use the word impressive, but that's not the word.
And look, I got to say, this round, we're going to talk about Florida in a second, but I feel like that this round has got to go to Texas.
Yes, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Texas,
this is a Texas state bill, not a federal national bill, but Texas bill HB 2889, or the Handmaid's Tale bill, fucking the HB Broodmare 5000, get married, stay married, and be fruitful and multiply, as Brian Slayton, who introduced this bill, said. The idea is that if you have children, if you get married in Texas and you stay married, doesn't say for how long. I find that curious. Like, is it 6 months? Like, what the fuck? If you get married and you stay married, again, who knows what that means, you get a 10% tax reduction on your property taxes, right?
Oh, it's probably in perpetuity. Like every year, like, if you're filing married, then you're just like, oh, cool, 10%. There you go. So,
yeah. Because, you know, marriage and children are the foundation yeah. of America in a healthy society. Whatever. Meanwhile, single young people in Texas are just banging like crazy. I never get married. Fuck Texas. So if you're married, you get a 10% property tax reduction. If you're married and you have two children, two or more children, we'll talk about the third level, two or more children, they can also be adopted, by the way. I'm going to talk about that because mm-hmm. That's an important aspect of this. You get a 40% reduction in your property taxes. Okay. But if you have 10 or more kids, you get 100% property tax free, baby, for the Duggars.
Isn't it a sliding scale? Like, for each kid, basically you add 10% or something like that onto the fucking thing. Like, isn't there kickers where you get more percentage off the more little food eaters that you pop out there?
Crumb snatchers is the political term.
Okay.
Crumb snatchers. Here's the thing. I don't know what property taxes are specifically in Texas, but I do know Texas on a state level has notoriously very low taxes, right? That's their
they have low state income tax or no state income taxes. Like, it's either low or no. Like, it's incredibly low. So I think their property taxes tend to be a little higher than the average state. So
okay, but you get 100% off if you strap your wife to a bed and force her to have 10 children, which is insane. Yeah, you get all that off. Look, this is just making women into broodmares for money. It's fucking weird. I have no problem with, like, I'm a person with a child. You are a person with a child. We are both married. We get a tax, you know, we get a tax credit for having children. That's all fine and good. This is like, they literally talk about like the population, you know, waning. So like, we got to create more kids.
Yeah.
Relax. Like, relax. There's 7 billion fucking people on the planet. What you mean to say is you want more white kids. And that's
correct.
That's what this really is.
And here's the thing. So obviously, like, they are framing this as, hey, the more kids you have, the more tax relief we'll give you to put more money in your pocket to take care of the kids. I don't care what your property taxes are. It's not going to be anywhere in the ballpark of being able to, like, offset the cost.
It cannot possibly. I put that in the Discord, too. I was like, there's no way this offsets. Hey, I got 10 kids. Now I don't have to pay property tax. Well, how big was your fucking – I guess your property has to be fucking pretty huge, right? Like, to just have all of these fucking kids running around. Yeah, but, like, just feeding, clothing, taking care of them in the most general of ways is extremely expensive. 10 of them?
Now, I read somewhere also about this bill, and I don't know if it's true, so I'm putting that caveat out there, that this bill would not include gay families.
I'm gonna go ahead. That's part of the reason why I mentioned the adoption part. No way that includes them, which is unacceptable. Two, my other issue I think it's admirable. I think they're likely coming from an admirable place of saying, well, look, if you're adopting kids, that also counts, right? We're not, you know, like, you're equally taking care of those kids too. They're your kids, right? Here's my problem with it. There will be people who adopt kids just for these taxes. And I don't like shit like that.
That already happens now. I know. Like, you already see that with government assistance. Like, there are absolutely people who farm that system.
Yeah, and like, foster care and stuff like that is notorious. Not all people who foster kids. Like, there's some very great people who do it. But people who take advantage of those systems, and they don't give a shit about those kids. They just give a fuck about the money that they're getting, right? Mm-hmm. So I am concerned about that, as this is another mechanism for people to take on kids that they don't give a shit about just for money. So you know, like, as a parent, like, I don't like that shit. Like, it bothers the fuck out of me. And I don't like that you're using kids as a way to reduce, like, people's taxes. Like, don't do that. Figure out different ways. Because it always, when that system gets gamed, kids get hurt in that. Always. 100% always. So I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of making women into broodmares to save money either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Like, look, if you want to have 35 kids because you're one of those Duggar fucking psychos, like, that's fine. Like, do you. I don't care. Go to your compound. Please don't ever get on the internet and talk to anyone. just go there, close the fucking door, and never come out and fuck and have as many kids as you want. I don't give a shit. That's on you. But I don't need people doing this just to save money. It's not a cost-saving mechanism. At all. Right. It's not. And I know Texas would have you believe that it is, but it's not. Like, you know, if you don't have any kids, you're like, well, does I have 10? Like, nah, yo, don't do that. That's a disaster.
I mean, and we're also kind of like skipping over the the marriage part of the bill, like, stay married. Yeah. Man, I can't imagine it's a good idea to put even more reasons and more incentive in place for couples who probably shouldn't be together.
Right.
Kids or no. To, you know, force them to stay together, especially in situations where there might be abuse going on, and things of that nature as well. So,
yeah, again, incentivizing marriage and having children, stuff like that, it seems really solid and smart on the face. It generally isn't. Like, it just isn't. Like, pick other reasons. Just figure out something else. But people just having sex to have kids or adopting kids and stuff like that. No, no, because they will do shit like this for all the wrong reasons. Because people get money hungry and they think about, like, nah, man, don't do that.
Aren't these also the same people who fought against same-sex marriages by saying that the government, you know, has no place in, you know, like getting involved in these kind of matters?
Of course.
Just thought I'd remember that. Just wanted to get that out there. So,
irrelevant, Brad. Irrelevant. Irrelevant. I said that last week. This is this week. Like, but that's the thing is Republicans are notorious for that, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I mean, we're not going to play it on the show. You should go watch it. The eight minute and 30 seconds of Jon Stewart just dunking on a right wing gun guy, but, they don't
not just the right wing gun guy. That was an Oklahoma state senator. I don't know if you caught that.
I did catch that. Yeah. But basically saying like you guys are willing to destroy free speech and stuff like that for this other thing that you believe. Like that's not how that works. Like you can't do that. And that's what they're willing to do. They don't give a shit. They're not consistent at all. All right, let's go. So that was Texas putting up top ballot crazy. Let's see what Florida's got. Florida coming in hot here. Florida bill would make bloggers who write about the governor register with the state. I'm sorry? What?
I have so many questions. I have so many questions about this proposed legislation. Yes,
go ahead, Brad.
First of all, like, is Ron DeSantis actively trying to support and help craft the most bills that would get struck down for First Amendment violations, like in history of any governor ever?
I mean, it certainly feels like that's what he's gunning for. And I'm dude, what are you doing?
That's number one. So number two, so the proposed law would force bloggers who talk about the governor to register with the state and like submit monthly reports or face fines from the state. How, in what universe is this enforceable? And also, how are you going to enforce it on non-Floridians, especially as I would imagine that many people are going to be writing, blogging about Ron DeSantis as he's gearing up for a presidential run?
Yeah, and also, how do you track down people who are anonymous? Hey,
or people that are smart enough to use like VPNs, like when they, you know, they post shit.
Yeah, like okay, like it seems a bit weird. This is draconian nonsense, and
look, it is another. It's another famous DeSantis messaging bill, but this one I see even less pointed than the other ones that he's come out with.
I mean, it is ludicrous on its face, dude. Yeah. I'm not in Florida. I don't write a blog, but I have a podcast. And I'm on a podcast with another person. He's right there. This fucking guy.
There he is.
We're going to talk shit about you this entire fucking election. And I don't like to speak for other people, but I think in this case, I can speak for Brad. Chortle our balls. Like, we're going to say whatever the fuck we want. Like, we're going to say whatever we want. Fuck you, dude. Like, fuck off. Register? Are you serious? Should we wear a piece of flair for you too? What the fuck are you talking about? That's absolutely insane. But like, they're like, you know, the article takes it very serious and they're like, well, you know, this could put a real chill on free speech. No, it's not. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to pass.
Yeah. Or even if it does, it's going to get knocked down. Like, yeah. SCOTUS wouldn't even look at this. Like if this somehow managed to get passed, like an appeals court, like this would get like the SCOTUS's doorstep, and they'd be like, "What the fuck is this? Get this the get fuck out of here!" Like, we're not even looking at this stupid thing.
Like, also, it is amazing. Like, after watching that Jon Stewart interview, the sort of the gun argument is like right in the front of mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that a party that talks about not infringing on, you know, you know, can't infringe on the Second Amendment or whatever. Here's another example. They're willing to infringe on people's free speech. Mm-hmm. No problem. We're just like, could you maybe register your gun? You can have it, but can we register? And they're like, unacceptable. Oh, by the way, if you want to talk shit and you want to say you want to have free speech, the government requires that you register with them to make sure mm-hmm. we know exactly where you are.
Right. No. Or your right to speak freely shall be infringed in the way of fines.
Yeah. Like, no. But- I would love for this, I would love to see them try to do this. That is fucking insane.
I mean, they're going to try, but I don't think it's going to be successful.
I would hope not. Like, this should be a fucking slam dunk for any level of like court, local, you know, statewide or at the SCOTUS level. Like, it's a fucking joke. Yeah. At that point, it's a complete fucking joke. But yeah, Florida coming in hot, man. There you go. Another one.
I mean, my before we move on to the next story, like my real like the person that my heart is going out to the most tonight, in the wake of this news is Elon Musk, self-professed free speech absolutist, and Ron DeSantis is like his favorite fucking politician right now. He must be devastated.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he'll have a completely reasonable perspective on that. You know, Elon Musk, a guy who defended the bigot from the Dilbert cartoons this week, saying, "Oh, he has his right as a First Amendment right to say whatever he wants." Really? What was the part of the government getting involved with Dilbert getting his ass dropped from 100 newspapers? Nothing. Hey, I'm Elon Musk, and I've been here for this many years, and I don't know what the First Amendment is. Congratulations.
By the way, though, you guys did a wonderful job discussing that particular story on Black on Black Cinema, and there's no way that I could do it as much justice as the three of you did. I'm still a little disappointed that it's not on our docket
to talk about. We can talk about it. Look, he's done.
I mean, I don't even know why I'm here podcasting with you. I was told by idol Scott Adams to stay away from blacks.
just run away. He's done so much in his lifetime to help us. Like as I titled the episode, when doing absolutely nothing is just too much. Like
truly an epic, truly a Giuliani-esque level of fumbling the bag by Scott Adams.
Dude, fumbling the bag of a Rasmussen poll is amazing. It was so funny because right before we recorded that episode, like the three of us were talking, and Terrence goes, "So do you know where he got that survey?" And I was like, "I do." And he just burst out laughing. He's like, "Dude, that story is fucking crazy." I was like, "Yeah, it's nuts. Absolutely the worst people to listen to." You're like, "I'm going to stake my entire career on Rasmussen polling." I wouldn't have done that. Maybe done a little bit more research into those fucking guys. Next up, Christians could sue people who call them homophobic if this Florida State GOP bill passes. This somehow makes even less sense than the previous
story. So I want to point out.
I love this one.
There are certainly places, and like heavily democratized places in the world, that have like speech laws on the books that cited for using certain words. Yeah, Britain famously has speech laws where you can't use any like homophobic language against people or that kind of stuff. And the whole point, like the whole free speech absolutist shit is that America does not have these laws. Like that's kind of the whole fucking thing. It's kind of the whole deal.
It is, in fact. Well, turns out that's not how they fucking do it in Florida, my man. How are you going to enforce this?
How is it going to pass judicial scrutiny? It is not.
It will not.
I hate to break it to you.
A Florida Republican, an idiot, introduced a bill that would make it easier for religious people to sue those who call them homophobic or transphobic, a bill built on a suggestion from Governor Ron DeSantis. State Representative Alex Adrande filed HB 991 on Tuesday. The bill would make it easy to sue journalists, publications, or social media users for defamation if they accuse someone of, I'm going to need you to listen to, to the words that are going to come right now. You could sue for defamation if they accuse someone of racism, sexism, homophobia, or transphobia. Are you sure you want to pass this bill? Are you sure? Because it's going to be, you're going to be flooded with people on the left saying that you were doing things racist to them, sexist to them, or calling them sexist or calling them racist. Because by the way, white conservatives love to call people racist. They're never right. They're never right. But they like saying that. Right? It's sexism against
men. I just like how
being... Give me your phone number. All right, cool. Go to jail.
I just like how they're trying to equate calling someone a racist or a homophobe or a sexist or a transphobe with the bigoted terms that they use against those people. Like that's yes. The thing that's getting me is they're trying to basically make being called a homophobe a slur is what this law is trying to do on the level of calling someone who's gay, like the F word.
Right. So. Like, a transgender Harvard Law School cyber law clinical instructor. Wow. That is a lot. Alejandra Carabella, Caraballo called the bill absolutely chilling. Quote, if someone calls you, I'm just going to use the word so you know. I'm not using those words to be rude. If someone calls you a faggot or a tranny and you say they discriminated against you, they can now sue you. They can now sue you for at least $35,000 and cite their religious beliefs. This would also apply to the internet as well. This would empower bigots to target LGBTQ community with impunity. Again,
just assume this law is passed and enforceable. How exactly are you going to sue, like Devin 357454545, like on Twitter? Like get him. He's got an egg in his pic. He's got an egg in his profile. Get him. Get right. Devin 357454545.
Right. Like, how do you enforce that? Like, yes, Your Honor, I am trying to sue Clown Penis 495 for saying those words and calling me.
You think Twitter's going to fucking you think social media companies are going to comply with giving you user data just to support your dumb state law? Not without a huge fight, I guarantee.
Probably not. But it's Elon Musk. Probably not. But also, you're going to cite like that's a weird thing for somebody to call a gay person the F word and be like, oh, that's my religious beliefs. There's nothing in the Bible that says like it's cool to say that. Like that's like, come on, man. That's bullshit. So it'll be really again, this is not going anywhere. It's a terrible bill. It's dumb. It makes no sense. And it's completely one, it's anti constitutional, right? It's also completely unenforceable. Like, the internet is full of people with like random fucking names and like fucking egg, you know, profile images and shit like that. How the fuck could you possibly track that shit down?
Or what happens if someone like apes a well-known person and right. like and goes on a fucking screen and then like, oh, I'm suing. You know, I'm suing Elon Musk. Like, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Like, it says Elon Musk right here. Like, so it's it's nonsense. Again, another fantastic Republican messaging bill.
Deeply unserious.
Yeah, they are an unserious party. They are
deeply unserious. Party. Like the idea to tell religious people that being called a racist because you said something potentially racist is somehow equal to actual racism is ridiculous.
You know what? This really does, like, I think, not that we didn't know it before, but this definitively proves the point that you guys have been saying on Black Cinema and across the network for years, that racist is the N-word for white people.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Like, yeah, the bill, like, quite literally, like, you can't say the R-word. Like, wait, the R-word? No. The other R. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not a real, yeah. That's not the word. Okay. Like, we have
an R word. And I have to remind everyone, it's the old John Mulaney bit. If you're talking about two words, right, and you can't say one of them, that's the worst word. Yeah, right. That's the worst one. So.
Midget is the R, is the N word. Like, for little people. No, it's not. It's not. We're saying the word right now. It might not be cool, but it's not the same. Like, knock it off.
Nope.
Look, you can run out there and look. I believe in free speech. I absolutely believe in it. I believe you have a constitutional right to free speech. And I believe that if you want to go out and say the N-word, you absolutely should. You can get your constitutional rights and lefts from the local black person who you say it in front of. Like, whatever
you want, man. Rights and lefts from the bare arms guaranteed by the Second Amendment.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like, there's nothing in the Constitution about consequences, my man. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. People used to get shot with muskets back in the day. Like, doesn't take that long to reload anymore. So, really wouldn't recommend it. Keep your mouth shut. But this is a wild bill. It's a super wild bill. It makes no sense. It really, really doesn't.
Now, I want to try to figure out how many more First Amendment violating bills will the Florida legislation try to pass over the next, just in 2023. Like we're just in March, man. Like, and we're already at two.
Yeah, like.
So, I can't imagine all the other ways they're going to violate free speech or try to.
If they can, they will figure it out. Like, violating free speech, let me count the ways. they can't get enough. They just can't get enough. But they are, again, they are a deeply unserious party. No serious party would come up with something this dumb. Because anybody working on a draft for this would be like, this violates the First Amendment. You can't, you can say whatever the fuck you want on the internet.
And here's my question. And this goes for the fucking blogger bill, too, for the record. Which voter are you appealing to necessarily by fucking driving this legislation forward? Like, what constituency are you making the appeal to?
So these are both.
You think this is going to win you moderate votes when you go run for president?
Hell no. No. Yeah. This is not aimed at moderate anything. This is solely. These are, like, I love that the right loves the term virtue signaling. They love, you're virtue signaling that you care about how, you know, if people die. Oh, the left. Like, or no, actually, maybe I do care, really, for real. But this is them virtue signaling to the nuttiest people in their party. Hey, Ron DeSantis is your guy. Like, look at all this crazy shit he's going to do to the left. It'll never happen. But we'll put it out there. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
But again, and you know, we talked about this 2 weeks ago or last week, whatever it was. For every insane thing that you do to win a primary, you're just giving ammunition to your opponent in the general. Like, hey, like, you pushed the bill to fucking try to register people who talked badly about you on the internet. No, I didn't. No, it's literally right here. Like, I have the bill. Like, like, here it is.
And by the way, if you're Joe Biden and you're watching this, and I know that you are, you just have a laundry list of those bills that you supported. And I would just be like, look how fucking crazy. Do you want this crazy bullshit brought to the national stage? I don't think that you do. And just walk off stage. Like, Joe Biden 2024, out. Like, that's it. These are all the things that you support, dude. Like, oh, I didn't support it. Like, they wrote this shit after your suggestion. Like, that's nuts. You're gonna have people just saying all sorts of wild shit and then suing people on Twitter? Mm-hmm. What? Like, come on. That's It's dumb as fuck. This is dumb. And I love that. Oh, if publications say that you're a racist, then we'll go after them. Did you say something that was racist? Okay. Like, who determines what's racist then? You? The racist? I think
not. Yeah. Plus, what if it's not bad? So, and someone said that. Can you really sue a publication for posting an opinion? Like, I don't, pretty sure you can't, but okay.
Right. Like, it's, yeah. And by the way, calling someone a racist is always an opinion.
Yeah.
Technically, it is always an opinion.
And I also feel like this is DeSantis trying to one-up Trump. Because remember when Trump was like, he's like, I'm going to make it, I'm going to loosen the libel laws. I'm going to make it easier to sue publications and stuff like that. Like, I feel like that this is kind of just, going that next extreme.
Yeah. So. And guess what? How those libel laws do, they're fine. And they were not changed. And guess what? Same thing goes here. It's fucking dumb. And again, as a right winger, do you really want to open up a scenario where someone can then sue you? For the shit you say to them?
They never think about how the boomerang comes back around.
Yo, it would be severe. It's like what was it, that dumb fuck law that Texas passed? Like, the bounty law. And then people just are like, all right, cool. You going to pass this shit? Great, we're going to flood your garbage line with a bunch of nonsense. And guess what? We're deciding we're going to go away from that.
I told you, they're doing so much. They're doing so much striking down of the – trying to strike down the First Amendment so hard and so much propping up the Second Amendment. Like, I want them to start digging into the lesser known amendments. Like where's the Republican guy that, like, all of a sudden is like, you know what? We should make people quarter soldiers in their fucking houses. We need to fucking do it. Let's go.
Yeah. Remember they were able to use that one in DC. Which was pretty awesome. It's like finally Jefferson was right. This is worth it, man. It was totally worth it. So we're past the hour mark. So I want to tell my story.
Yeah, we are.
I want to tell my story so I don't forget. Here is how shitty it is to be a right-wing podcaster. I saw a job that I was going to apply for. I was fucking this close. I was applying for. And it was for a company. And it was like one of the requirements of the job was that you have to be okay with working with shows like The Ben Shapiro Show. It literally said, like The Ben Shapiro Show. They realize that they cannot get enough talent to work at their company because people don't want to work with scumbags like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, that is incredibly telling. I mean, whatever, it's a business. I'm not mad at them for doing the work with them. Like, it is what it is. Somebody's got to help destroy democracy, I guess. But I just found that hilarious that even they realize, like, how repugnant Ben Shapiro or shows like him are to people who are working in that industry.
I give that production company credit for being upfront about it, honestly. Way better.
Can you imagine
way better
you working than, there and you're like, oh, yeah,
get in the door and they're like, oh, by the way, you're gonna be working hand and foot with the shows that are on the Daily Wire. Like, this is Candace Owens. Like, get me the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah,
come on.
I was talking to my wife about it and she was like, you can't work there. I was like, no. No, I told her, my wife works in education. I was like, it'd be like you taking a job where they advocate for destroying public education. Like, I'm not hastening the destruction of democracy for a buck. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy.
Well, I remember I suggested to you that you should have taken the job and tried to insidiously destroy them from within. Like,
I thought about it. I thought about it. I was like, is there a file that I could put into an audio recording that is – like almost undetectable to most people's ears, but would annoy the fuck out of out of some people, right? Like, just like a low humming noise that he would like lose listeners. Like, that would be my goal. That would be my one thing. It's like somehow re-record his intro, like re-record that file into his intro. And losing followers. I don't understand why. Like, I don't know, Ben, you suck, man. Like, you really suck.
Did you see his there was a clip of him that was making the rounds today online. I don't remember what it was about, Oh no, it was about he's mad at, like, he's fronting for this like right wing candy bar company because they're mad at Hershey's because Hershey's filmed an ad with a trans person in it. And yeah, so they've gone woke, we must cancel Hershey's. So, but what he was wearing today made him look like
a buffoon,
like the low level fucking street hustler from a Miami Vice episode. Because he had on like a sport coat, t-shirt underneath, and he's grown like the Ben Shapiro puberty beard. So it really looks like he was an extra from Miami Vice, or just like the shitty drug dealer that Crockett and Tubbs bust relatively early in the episode before they get to the main boss.
Oh my god, he's such a dork. He's such a dork. People being mad at Hershey's is just like the weirdest thing. I saw that today. I was like, dude, all right. They're gone woke. Does woke just mean like
not? It literally just means they're doing something we don't like. That's all it means. Yeah, it doesn't actually mean anything. It just means yet another word in the lexicon that's been destroyed thanks to the fucking right wing to have no meaning whatsoever anymore.
I saw Matt Iglesias. He had tweeted out something. He was like, yeah, it's really sad that there was no, you know, there was no definitive meaning of the word woke before the right wing, or like there was no, definitive meaning of the word woke. And I responded back and I was like, yes, there was, until white people fucking ruined it. Like, what are you talking about? This Bill Burr has the best comment on the whole woke thing. He was like, yeah, I'm mad about this, and I blame black people because you said it around a white person and they ruined it.
I just find it hilarious how where are Republicans going to turn now for candy? Like, they fucking hate Mars because the M&Ms gone fucking woke. Because the M&M's went woke, so like they hate the Mars company.
Wait, Mounds went woke? What does that mean?
No, Mars, the Mars company that owns like M&M's and shit like that.
Oh, that's right, because they don't make M&M's that Tucker Carlson wants to fuck, right?
Yeah. Right. So they're out with Mars. Now they're out with Hershey. Who the fuck are they going to buy candy from? It's my question.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of like that's the
those are the big two. Like there's a lot of other, you know, fucking chocolate companies out there, but those are like the juggernauts.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing.
Candy world.
Here's the thing. Who the fuck cares? Just eat M&M's. Like, who cares? I love M&M's. Like, who gives a shit? Unless Mars came out and was like, hey, guess what? Yeah, we're the Mars company. We make M&M's. Fuck black people. I'd be like, that's really harsh, man. And like, at the same time, I'd be like, I really like M&M's. Like, that's... Peanut M&M's are my addiction.
That's your line, huh? That's your line right there. The one you'll cross. That's the line you won't cross. You're like, fuck Chick-fil-A. Their chicken sandwich is overrated anyway. They don't fuck with gay people. Don't like them. Fuck Hogwarts Legacy. J.R. Rowling's transphobe. Mars coming to hate black people. Man, fuck them too. I'm gonna eat these M&Ms though. I can't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop. That would be Mars would have to go pretty hard in the fucking paint for me to stop eating M&Ms, man. Like, I don't know what they'd have to say, but it like. I know it when I heard it, and it'd be pretty bad. Like, it would be pretty bad. I was like, ooh, wow, Jesus. Like, wow. Does anyone, like, I don't want to eat runts, okay? Like, that's not a good alternative. Like, that sucks. Yeah, like, being mad at Hershey is fucking weird. Like, I don't understand, like, the whole idea of, like, white conservatives being upset about wokeness and stuff like that is so very strange to me. The dumbest one that I've heard in the last couple of days. The Hershey one was pretty dumb. The dumbest one was about the new Peter Pan movie that just, like, the trailer just came out.
Oh, I don't think I've heard this discourse yet.
Oh, no, you haven't. Now, before I get into this, have you seen the classic movie Hook, right?
Oh, yeah, I've seen Hook, yeah, for
of course,
sure.
Of course, right? It's a part of our fucking childhood. How dare you?
Yeah, right.
And you would agree Hook is a great fucking movie, yes?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. These people are mad that the new Peter Pan and Wendy movie has gone woke because Tinkerbell is black. God forbid. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did. So I saw this out of context. I saw someone complaining about Tinkerbell and being like, Tinkerbell's white. I had no idea what the fuck they were talking about.
Like, okay, like, why are you writing that in all caps? Right? That's fucking weird, man. Like, she's not going to fuck you. Relax. So Tinkerbell's black. And so they're like really mad about that, right? But then people in the comments, this is like a YouTube channel, but people in the comments were like, they're ruining Peter Pan. I'm like, Tinkerbell is black. Like, this is ruining it for you? Like, all right, weird. But they're like, you know, Hook was so great. I can't believe they don't need to make any more, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, wait, but Hook was a story about Peter Pan. Like, yeah, Robin Williams, he's older, whatever. But the main, like, badass character in that movie is Rufio. He wasn't white. He's like Filipino. He was a made-up character that they gave the power of Peter Pan to. You like that? And then at the end of that movie, they made the new Peter Pan the fat black kid. You didn't have a problem with that. You know why? Because you weren't steeped in fucking bigotry and racism. That
you were a child.
Yeah, and you were a child. And you know what you did? You were just like, this movie was fucking awesome. And you know why? Because it was awesome. And the same reasons that you enjoyed that movie and didn't give a fuck about the color of the characters and you just liked the characters is because you weren't an asshole then. You grew up to literally become an asshole. And you've let social media and everything else poison your brain into thinking anything that doesn't look directly like you is an offense to you. Rufio didn't look like me either. Guess what? Rufio was a fucking badass. And I was sad when he got killed. So it's like, I was actually kind of bummed. I was like, oh man, like Robin Williams is Peter Pan again? Get back to Rufio. but we didn't care then. And it's not like our youth was smarter than the youth of today. It's just that they're seeped in this shit. Like they're steeped in it constantly about how everything has to be. You have to identify directly race-wise with people on screen. You don't. You can just enjoy shit. Like, it's fucking weird. So that's the dumbest one I've heard. I was like, people saying how great Hook was. I was like, the two characters you're talking about were both brown. Like, it's so weird. But if that came out today, they would complain about how that's woke. The same, the exact same people. It's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, probably, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah. Man, I heard today that Mahershala Ali almost played Joel on The Last of Us. And as much as I love Mahershala Ali, I'm so glad that did not happen. I'm so glad.
I would have loved to see the internet get destroyed. It would have burned itself to the ground. You kidding
me? I'm surprised they Are people aware that Pedro Pascal's not white?
Yeah, but he's white passing. You know what I mean?
For them.
Yeah. But I mean, oh my God, like you want to get fucking crazy right wing discourse, and you want to invite the Gamergators to the party? Like, holy shit! Like, they're the fucking worst, baby.
Those are the OGs.
That would have been terrible. Can we? Like, we're getting off on a tangent, and I apologize, but it's good content. And we're talking about Peter Pan, and we're about to talk about Disney here in a second, so I feel like it's fair.
It works.
What is like right wingers' obsession with policing the race of mythological characters?
Well, there are no more white mythological characters, bro. Everyone knows that. They're all gone.
All it gives a shit. Like when the Little Mermaid, you know, trailer come out, and they're like, oh, Ariel's black. Like, well, oh my God, like that can't be. Ariel's white. I'm like, it's a mermaid. Like, who gives a flying fuck?
She's half cod, man. What are you talking about? It's weird. You know why they picked her? Because that black girl can sing. That's it. Yeah. She can sing her ass off.
You know what they don't have, like, fucking under the sea? Is fucking race relations. They don't have under the sea. They're all fucking mer people.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the right wingers, again, they love The Little Mermaid so much. They love it. They love it. They can't get enough of it. They don't realize that, like, Ariel is one of the many daughters of the king, and they all look different. And they've revealed who the other cast members are. They're of all the different races. There's a white mermaid there. There's a black one. There's an Asian one. Like, whatever. Who cares? They picked her because she can fucking sing, dude. That's why they picked her. Like, if that actress was white, they probably picked her anyway. Who gives a fuck? She can sing her ass off. That's it. She's of the right age.
It's just nuts. I don't understand it. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I think I will be as brutally honest as I can be in this moment. White men feel like they're losing, and this is the best thing they can think to put their time towards. Quite literally, that's it. That's it. They feel like they're losing, and so they like, this is it. This is the last death rattle of their perceived white supremacy. It's very weird to me. Like, why do you give a fuck? I'd be like, oh, there's a new Little Mermaid movie. I was like, that's cool. I don't
care. If I may, I'll speak directly. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm speaking directly to the camera. Or if you're not watching YouTube, I'm speaking directly to the camera right now. To my fellow whites, we had a pretty good run.
We
basically ran the joint for 2,000 years. Pretty good. Pretty good. It's okay to start letting some people have their fucking flowers. It's okay.
Right. It's okay. And
yeah,
there's still a ton of you. You're everywhere.
Yeah. We're not in dwindling numbers.
No.
So
fucking I wish, but no. There's still a ton of you, man. Come on.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing. It's like, why aren't there any white heroes? Remember Glenn Beck said that out loud? Why aren't there any white heroes? Dude. What? Yeah, Spider-Man and Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman and Aquaman. Like, you mean all the major ones? Like, all of them?
Yeah, literally in DC, you got to get down to fucking Cyborg before you find some color.
Right, exactly. Get the fuck out of here. It's fucking stupid. So Ron DeSantis, speaking of stupid, Ron DeSantis is like, listen, now that I control this, the property that Disney is on, I am going to make sure that I regulate the content of things made at Disney. And people heard that and said, yeah, that makes sense. What? One, they don't make the content in Florida, dumbass. They make it in California. You know where Hollywood is. Two,
all this liberal Hollywood.
Yeah, they got to be there with like all the like Hershey and Mars fucking people to like collaborate and figure out how to like shove candy bars and make your kid trans and gay, but also teach them lessons about morality all in a Disney movie. That's how it works. But yeah, one, the content is made in California. You have no control over that. Two, even if it was made in Florida, you have no control over that. That's dumb. You're working on a building, dude. You're like, all right, you can park here or you can't park here. You got to pay these permits. That's all the power you have. You have no other power. It's fucking dumb.
Three, again, young enough to remember when the Republican Party used to be the, we don't want government imposing on business ever because that's dangerous and bad. And that'll ruin America. Like, all right.
Yeah. Like, again, white men feel like they're losing, and this is all they have. This is all they have. We're going to control Disney. And do what? What are you going to make them do? What are you going to make them do? Like we're going to make The Lion King 3, but this time it's not in Africa. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what are your plans? Like, it's very fucking weird. We're going to do another Lightyear movie, but this time we're going to make Tim Allen fucking Buzz Lightyear because he's a fucking narc and we love that guy. He's a right-wing asshole. Like, what is the purpose? I just don't understand what your purpose is. And, well, actually, I do know what your purpose is. You're not going to do anything, and this is red meat for your base who doesn't realize that this is a property issue, not a content issue.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Disney just saved themselves $1 billion, so what do they care? Congratulations. Yeah, you'll make it hard for a little bit. They'll just not give money to your party. They'll run your party out of fucking those parts of Florida. And then when you likely lose the election in 2024, you'll eventually not be governor. And then they'll just bring in the next Republican governor and they'll be like, put our shit back. And
their party's not already in that area. That's the funny part. Like fucking like the Lake County, not a Republican fucking stronghold in Florida, to put it mildly.
Yeah, but like, this is a joke. This is all red meat for the base, so that when he runs for election, he'll be like, I took on the mouse. Like, but you didn't. You cost Floridians $1 billion and didn't do anything.
Yeah, you mildly inconvenienced the Disney Corporation by making bureaucracy harder for them in Florida. Congratulations.
Okay, right. And like, guess what? You're not going to be governor there for long. No. Your time will come. So Disney is not worried about it. Disney has been around for a very long time, and they will be there long after you're gone, my man. Long after you're gone.
Yep. Like I said, worst case scenario, you're there for 4 more years, and they don't have to deal with your dumbass anymore.
Yeah, that's it. Like again, what is your content plan? You're going to change Ariel to being a white actress. No. Like, okay. Like, I just thought I'd mention that. You're going to bring back Chris Evans as fucking Captain America. No. Okay. So I mentioned it. Like, what are you fucking doing? Make She-Hulk less woke. What does that even mean? Like, Ron, stop calling us. We can't make these changes. They're dumb. So, yeah, it's amazingly stupid. Back to the point you made earlier that we should have gone to CPAC because we could have boosted their numbers. The two of us there boosting the numbers by 50%. Salon had an interesting article today. Skipping out on CPAC, did Trump kill off conservatives' biggest confab? Wow, I haven't heard that word confab in a long time, Brad.
I know. What the fuck, man?
the word's so, bad.
They're stepping on the brand. They're
stepping on the brand. That's only
as real. As for true OGs out there. True OGs.
Wow. Jesus. Skipping out on CPAC. So apparently, you know, CPAC obviously is a big deal, or used to be a big deal for conservatives. They all used to fucking love going to CPAC and saying the craziest shit they could think to say. But at the same time, CPAC's going on right now.
Right in our backyard.
Right in our backyard. At the Gaylord Hotel. How ironic. I'm sure Grindr notifications are going off like crazy down at CPAC sometime. That's a true story, by the way. If folks don't know that.
I know. Like, I'm aware.
Like, Grindr gets crazy whenever CPAC is, and wherever it is. Like, those right-wingers are like, I hate the gays. I can't wait to get knee-deep, balls-deep, whatever, in the local fair. At the same time the CPAC is going on right now, Club for Growth, the big donor organization for the right-wingers, is also having an event, right? Mm-hmm. So people like Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, Kristi Noem, Chris Sununu are all going to the Club for Growth event and not going to CPAC. Now, one of the problems with CPAC is that it's basically been taken over by MAGA, right? Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump is the big final speaker. So why would any of these people go to that? So even inside their own party, he has managed to destroy a thing that used to get them all together. Like, they don't want to go now, which is part of the reason why the attendance is so low, because people don't just want to see Trump. They want to see not Mike Pence, but Tim Scott, Kristi Noem, you know, perhaps Chris Sununu, and others. I think there is, what's her face? Nikki Haley and one other person is.
Oh,
they're going. They're going.
Nikki Haley certainly was there today. And did you hear what she said? Like the thing that got carried from her.
No.
From her speech today at CPAC. She said, I'm paraphrasing, but the gist is pretty much the same. I'm just not giving the exact quote. That wokeness is more dangerous than any virus could possibly be. After the fucking coronavirus killed how many hundreds of thousands of people?
Oh, over a million.
Over a million.
Over a million.
after how many more million?
One in six COVID, almost one in six or one in seven COVID deaths worldwide was in the U.S.
Yes, and how many more millions of people living, still suffering with the after effects of COVID? Yeah. And you're going to fucking come out here and be like, this platitude, this fucking buzzword that we've concocted is more dangerous than an actual virus that killed over a million people just in this country. Good job. Way to go, Nikki Haley.
You know what I would love to have done at CPAC? Very simple question to any of those candidates, any of the fucking rubes who go to this and like think they're in on it. They're like, what is woke? Like, what does it mean? Like, does it mean like black? Does it mean liberal? Does it mean trans? Does it mean gay? What does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because none of them have an answer. Woke is more dangerous. You know what the original definition of, or like, you know, quote unquote definition of woke was? It was just for black people to be aware of like real facts about shit and like historical mm-hmm. shit to keep like, hey man, keep your eyes open about this.
Yeah, like, stay woke was the
stay woke, you know, right? Always, like,
yeah.
That's all it was. Somehow white people heard that, or conservative white people heard that and were like, it's any time I don't like a thing, then mm-hmm. it's woke. I saw a headline today. It was like a news thing. It was like woke media destroyed my sex life. It was like some conservative, like.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you did that all by yourself, Brent.
Yeah, it's like can't get laid, man. It's too much woke media out there. Like, I don't think that's what that means. No, I don't think so, buddy. But like for them, it's just wokeness is what the coming world is, right? It mm-hmm. is. It quite literally is just progress. I wish they would just say that because that's what it actually is. It's progress. It's sexual identity progress or gender identity progress. It is racial diversity progress, inclusion progress, globalization progress. That's what woke really is to them. And mm-hmm. the fact that it's progress scares the shit out of them, says everything about them and nothing about anyone else. Mm-hmm. What are you so afraid of? Look, I get that there are issues that you don't understand. Like,
mm-hmm. I even understand.
Like, hey, man, I don't really speed. Understand these certain aspects. That's fine. Being afraid of it is different. That's
very yeah. different. And I even understand the speed of progress being a point of concern for these people, because I get it. I totally understand change is hard on an individual level, change is hard on a societal level. And it's hard to learn new things, especially like when you get to a certain age and you're fucking set in your ways, or you know, or if you're just stubborn, like it's hard to learn new things. It's easy to be concerned about what rapid change means from a personal level and a logistical level. So it's fine to have those concerns. Like I'm not underwriting that point, but that doesn't mean you fucking throw yourself in front of a fucking speeding car to stop it from happening. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. I mean, there was a story. I have it up. I didn't put it on the docket, but this is a prime example of it, right? Jackson, Mississippi. Mississippi Senate gave final approval Thursday to a bill to restrict electric car manufacturers from opening new brick and mortar dealerships in the state unless they comply with the same laws as traditional car makers. That they follow, right? Basically, Tesla doesn't, like, you don't have to have, like, all these, like, major gigantic showrooms. Like, they have them, but it's mostly, like, mm-hmm. you can just buy a car online and just show up mm-hmm. and literally just, like, I mean, I've literally gotten a car from them, and it's just like, okay, just come on Tuesday at this time. And it's in the lot and you just open the car with your fucking phone and drive off. And like you sign like one sheet of paper and drive off. That's it. Like car dealerships don't have that because they want to keep you and they want to fucking haggle with you. All that horseshit. They don't have that. So they want them to follow these same bullshit rules. You are literally standing in the face of progress
mm-hmm.
and just going, no.
Meanwhile, you said car's still Jackson. Coming, man. He says Jackson, Mississippi.
Right. Where they don't have drinkable water.
Did you solve the water problem
right
first?
Yeah, what the fuck are you worried about this for?
Yeah.
We got to stop Tesla. How about you worry about fucking deciding?
I don't think too many people in Jackson, Mississippi are going to be worried about buying Teslas when they don't have fucking drinkable water.
Right.
Still right now.
But again, they focus
lower on the priority list.
Yeah, they focus on the dumbest shit. And also, this is a completely corrupt thing, right? It's because the dealerships are seeing that they're getting hurt by these electric car companies are running into their profits. Hey, spoiler alert. Maybe make buying a car easier and not harder.
Yeah. That's why CarMax is successful.
You goddamn you know right, mean? Dude. How much is that car? $20,000. How much do we have to haggle on it? Exactly 0%.
Yeah, it is $20,000.
That's what it is. Like, we're not having a conversation. Like, more and more car companies, the smarter ones, are moving to that model of you just buy the car online and you just show up and get it. Or they deliver it to your house.
It's funny. We were actually talking about this today at work. One of my coworkers literally did just that. It just kind of blew my mind because I haven't had to buy a car in like 5 years. So like, like I'm not like, and that's a relatively recent development too. Right. So
yeah, no, dude, it's like car companies like what is it, Carvana and stuff like that. They do that too. Mm-hmm. Like you just buy the shit, like you fill out all the documents or whatever. You buy the shit online, it gets approved, and it's like fast too.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that, like that's it, done and done. I mean, I have to say, like of all of the things with Tesla, their buying process is the most impressive. Like it just is. You're like, really? That was it? They're like, that's it. Even if you're turning in a car to fucking trade in, they're like, give us the VIN number. This is what we'll give you. Do you want us to add that in? Yes or no? Okay, done. And they don't even see the car. They don't even see it. They just take it anyway. So, like, that's the type of shit that you're pushing against. Dude, like, what are you pushing against? Like, do better on your side.
Trying to hang on for dear life to the worst parts of society.
Yeah, I don't understand.
The thing that people hate the most. So
nobody enjoys buying a car, yo. Nobody enjoys it. Everyone go, fuck, I gotta buy a car. And they hate it. Because they know they're going to waste 4 or 5 hours of their day, even if you go in knowing exactly which car you want. You waste all fucking day being there. Dude, just let me buy the fucking car. Like, I got to talk to my manager. So you and your buddy go stand in a room, fake have a conversation, come out, and then give me some shit interest rate. Now, fuck off. Like, it's ridiculous. So, yeah. Again, they are just trying desperately to hang on to – they're just sticking their finger – sticking their finger in the dam, trying to stop the water from flowing over top of them. Like, it's not going to work. They're going to lose. Better to change your behavior than to try to change the behavior of society. So instead of being mad that trans people exist, learn to, like, talk to them and, like, grow the fuck up. And then go, oh, shit, these trans people are just like me. They just wear different clothes. Yeah, I don't know, man. Doesn't seem that difficult. But then again, I wasn't raised like an asshole. So, and I stick to my word. That hook was awesome. All right. I think that, I almost left us without our story. This Week in Stupid.
Yeah. I saw this earlier. I haven't seen the actual video.
I haven't, but I've listened to the song. It's on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus it's bad. Christ. It's real bad.
What did you expect? Like, is it even worse than you imagined, or is it like the level of garbage that you expected before you listened?
No, it's the level of garbage I expected. So here, let me give you a little sample. I'm going to play this through my microphone, so it won't sound perfect. It's not as crystal clear as the Spotify version. Okay. But let me tee this up here for you. Barack Obama is not the only former president who is gunning for a Grammy here, all right? Donald Trump has released a charity single recorded with the choir of men held in Washington, D.C. prison for their part in the deadly January 6th insurrection he incited. That is a true fucking statement.
It's perfect. I can't think of anything more fucking perfect. Oh, my God.
On Friday, Justice for All by Donald J. Trump in the J6 Prison Choir was available on streaming platforms including Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. The move is the latest in a growing trend by Trump and others on the far right of U.S. politics to embrace the January 6th attack on the Capitol as a political cause and portray many of those who carried out as protesters being persecuted by the state. That certainly is a curious stance. All right, do you would you like to hear a little bit of this?
I cannot wait.
I bet you can. So here's a little bit. They're terrible, by the way.
They're bad. Why are they singing the national anthem?
One nation under God.
Under God. Yeah, it's pretty fucking terrible.
This is awful.
Yeah. Look, I got to tell you, John McCain's daughter who did that song, Like a Bird, Like a Bird, better song, better track. What's her face? She's the one that everybody forgets about. Or no, that was Donald Trump's daughter.
That was Donald Trump's daughter, yeah.
Yeah, what's her face?
Tiffany?
Tiffany, yeah. She did Like a Bird, Tiffany Trump. Yeah, that's a hotter track. They should have got her to drop a hot 16 on there. I think it's very funny that they did this, but I also think it's incredibly pathetic that you're trying to portray what happened at January 6th as somehow patriotic. Just shut up. Just shut up about it.
No, they can't shut up especially with what we learned from like the hearings and shit like that. It's impossible for him to distance himself from it. He has to embrace it. He has to embrace it. He doesn't have a choice. He can't condemn it. Because it's uncondemnable. It's the only choice he has is to somehow spin it into like, no, these were freedom fighters that were protesting, trying to hang Mike Pence.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be like, so what's the deal with that part? He's like, he had it coming.
Antifa was at the Capitol that day with guns. The reasons that the protesters were looking to hang Mike Pence is because they were looking to give him a more dignified death than being shot by Antifa protesters. It was all for Mike's benefit. He's a great guy. He was probably going to die that day anyway. So they were trying to give him the most dignified death that they could. I salute these patriots for trying to give my good friend Mike Pence the most dignified death that he possibly could after Mike Pence tried to kill the Trump presidency single-handedly by not stopping the steal from happening.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't be surprised if that's a statement he makes it the first debate. What a fucking loser, man. Just what a fucking massive loser. Yeah, like embracing this is crazy, but like you said, what else is he gonna do?
Yeah,
what else is he gonna do?
I mean, like pathetic is the right word. Like it is. It has really been something to see. Like between like this is just the next thing. Like between this, between the fucking Trump NFTs, all this other bullshit. God. Yeah, right. Yeah, are we already so soon? We forget about
these things. Were photoshopped images that people literally spent $100 on.
Yeah.
That is,
you know, fucking Fox cutting away from his presidential campaign announcement.
Oh my God. Like, you know what? Good. Do it up, bro. Like, just do it up. Good for you. Just good for you.
So reportedly, a lot of these dudes that are in this quote unquote choir in the prison sing the national anthem before they go to bed every night. According to reports.
No, they don't.
In the prison.
No, they don't.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Oh, in the prison. To be quite honest. I thought you meant just like at home. Like at home.
No. No, in the jail. In the jail. So.
Yeah, sure. Sure, whatever. Like, I hope while they're doing that, someone immediately just kicks the shit out of them right after they're finished. Like, you guys are a bunch of assholes. Fuck you. And you tried to take over democracy. Because you don't actually respect it. So, no. Color me as a person who does not give a fuck about their thoughts. What a bunch of dicks. All right. I think that is it for us. We will see you guys next. Oh, excuse me. Not next week.
Not next week.
We will be off next week. I'll be out of town. But we will be we'll be back the following week. All right?
All right.
Later.
Toodaloo.
Ugh, you son of a bitch. Moist.